Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, quick, the name Ada S. McKinley, do you know who she was? The name is familiar, but maybe you don't know the story. Jamal Malone is on the phone line. He's the CEO of Ada S. McKinley Community Services. Jamal, thanks for talking to us today.
Steve, thank you for having me.
That's a fantastic, well, it's a sad story in many ways, but a fantastic one as well. Ada S. McKinley founded a Southside Settlement House in 1919. Here we are talking about, you know, we're living through this pandemic. She helped people through the last pandemic.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is an opportunity for us to correct a tragic historic oversight. So thank you, and thank you to the media for helping us get this message across.
Yeah, tell me about her and how she got started, who she was.
So Ada Sophia McKinley migrated from Texas to Chicago, and in 1919, right in the middle of the Spanish flu, in the face of World War One, and with an emphasis on helping, in particular, African-American men and their families migrating from the South to Chicago, she founded the Southside Settlement House. And as you may be aware, other well-known folks like Jane Addams, who started Hull House, and other organizations like that, these locations were started for community service and human service works, and these were the first ones at this time.
So, but Jane Addams is a Chicago celebrity, a star. Ada S. McKinley sounds like she was doing the same work, and she's not.
And we're thankful for Professors Lee and Dizer, who spent 3 years doing some research to help supplement our historic archives. And what they discovered in their research, which we already knew, is that mainly due to media at the time, and Chicago being such a segregated place at that time and even still so today, the media really honed in on the work of Jane Addams, even though what they did was parallel and Ada S. McKinley's was more everlasting. And specifically, when you look at the contributions that Ada Sophia McKinley made, it just was not written in the history books. There were no major streets named after her, and even media reports or publicity was very limited for African-American women at that time.
Jamal, there's a story I was reading, I'm sure you're familiar with it, but where she was marching arm in arm with Jane Addams after the race riots, right, to try to bring calm and restore order and things like that. She's leading this march with Jane Addams, and in the newspaper, they identify Jane Addams, and they say walking with a black woman. They don't even put her name in the paper.
And so when you look at some of the reports, you know, some mention her name, some didn't. Some mention Jane Addams, but they all mentioned Jane Addams and Hull House and gave her that high level of standing, with Jane Addams taking the lead on that. But really, when you're walking through an African-American community, neighborhoods, yes, it was Jane Addams, but she was arm in arm with Ada Sophia McKinley. And that's an example of the media at the time really honing in on Caucasian females, even though they were African-American females, doing the exact same work.
You know, I talked to a novelist a few years ago, a guy named Kazuo Ishiguro, and he opened my eyes to something. It just didn't seem possible to me, but he said, you know, we write our own stories. You know, you tend to think history is what it is, and we learn the facts of it, but actually we end up writing our own stories in one way or another. And the story we've written about these aid institutions in Chicago are about Jane Addams and not about Ada S. McKinley. We've written our own story, and we've left an important part out of it.
You know, it really takes to understand what we do today and the complex work for 102 years that we've performed. When you look at just the facts, our programs really fall in three categories: child development and youth services. So we work with youth early learning through Head Start programs all the way to college placement, including youth in foster care. Second category, mental health services. So we're one of the largest providers of mental health services with an emphasis on youth on the South Side of Chicago, where we help divert people from being admitted to the emergency room and divert people from going to jail due to mental health crises. And then the third category is our employment and adult services. So we have residential programs, social enterprises. Many people don't know that we do facilities management at military bases across Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin in federal buildings as an Ability One employer. And a unique fun fact, we have the IPASS tollway contract.
Really?
So as essential workers, right now we're still shipping and fulfilling transponder requests with the Illinois Tollway.
Okay, I want to get to that, but it, just one point, not that it's a competition, but there is no more Whole House. The Jane Addams Whole House closed several years ago, but obviously, as you talk, the McKinley work continues. Okay, so who does that transponder work?
So what we do is we hire people in inclusive models, but also people with disabilities to provide folks that may have lesser opportunities to get gainful employment.
Uh-huh.
To work in our fulfillment center right on the in the Brownsville area, the South Loop.
How many people do you help or work with a year?
You know, on average, we work with over 7,000 people per year in all of our different programs across, with a heavy emphasis on Chicago, but we go all the way into towards Milwaukee and have some other military bases that we provide facilities management for in Indiana.
It's good work that you're doing. I'm sorry that we don't know more about Ada Sophia McKinley. You'd like to see a park or a monument or some sort of recognition, correct?
We have three specific asks right now, and really briefly, but really impactful. The first is we want scholars and authors to help correct this historical oversight. Ada Sophia McKinley should be in history books, in our education material, our high school world history, American history books, just like Jane Addams. That's the first ask. We want to honor her work, and thank you for the media for helping us, and you in particular. The second ask is she should have a major street in Chicago named after her. And then the third ask, we really do want the media to help us highlight her historical impact, and we're asking folks to visit our website, adasmckinley.org, contribute information, whether it's historic pictures or stories or information on how Ada has helped you or our organization or our founder, and contribute to our organization and help us continue to grow our endowment.
And maybe
so that we can keep our legacy going.
And maybe some historical documents as you continue to build up that as well. adasmckinley.org, correct?
Yes.
Jamal Malone, the CEO of the Ada S. McKinley Community Services. Good work. Thank you for joining us, and I wish you the best in the future, Jamal.
Thank you so much, Steve. Thanks for having us.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. One more check with Mary.